Do you think it affects their cycles being in space?
I think cycles are a social construct and affected by our gravity and times. Once you get into space, they just stop.
I think it's like a myth. They've been making it up for sympathy.
That's been like, it's like the most archetypal women like prank on
free
men.
Your mind, women.
For thousands and thousands and thousands of years, it's been like, yeah, this one time we just get really. I'm realizing how.
Yeah, all the women in the world get really emotional one day and have to go to the spa every month. Yeah, notice, suspicious.
Notice how Arthur and I are suspiciously silent during this segment.
What's up, Talking Failures?
What's up?
This is episode 101. That's like robot speak. 00001. That's like our episode number. And to my digital and physical left, I have Tyler.
Hello.
Yeah, and to my right, I have Ethan.
Howdy.
Stop adjusting your microphone during your intro. This is like the one time I can't mute it. Is when you're saying, hello.
Oh, hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
Stop it.
testing two.
Oh, who was that? Huh? To my double right, we have Arthur.
What's up?
What is up,
it's
Arthur?
It's getting more normal now. Plus, yeah. I think we should mention this is our first live
in person
show.
Yeah.
In person.
Yeah, we sold tickets for the audience, but nobody bought any. So I'm going to need, like, $400 from each of you to pay off the venue.
And I've got like a
how trunk- much is your rent for the next 8 hours?
8 hours?
I mean, if I'm gonna get my
I'll
money's worth.
Yeah.
So since we're all in person, I noticed that Ethan got a haircut. And it looks terrible.
We said we weren't gonna talk about this because it's a visual thing on an audio
podcast. I think
podcast.
You explicitly.
Well, it's definitely shorter now.
Yeah. It exposes the shape of his head more.
You're just saying things just to make him self-conscious.
Well, we were all pumping him up earlier, so I thought we would lower his self-conscious.
No, this is not fair.
It's not. Okay.
My head shape was a giant concern as a kid.
See?
And your ears are more visible.
Those ears.
You got anything better?
They don't. Yes. I am disappointed. They don't start like glowing blood red whenever anybody you know starts talking to me.
You can't light the way for Santa Claus with your ears. Yeah, it's a bit of a gift.
Let's keep talking about visual things on the audio podcast.
Did you guys see that new Jordan Peele movie?
No,
I have seen us. Actually, here's the thing: we saw it, and then like literally 2 days later, we went camping in Santa Cruz, which the movie is set in Santa Cruz.
Nice,
and it's a horror movie or thriller, action adventure, romance.
Was it without spoilers? Was it good?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah,
I haven't seen it a second time yet. Okay. So, with
do
Get
you
Out,
think, do you think that's important to see it a second time?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Get Out. It wasn't clear how much a second watch was necessary until you watched it a second time.
Sure. Sure.
So
yeah.
With this one, I tried to approach it in the same way because you know it's pretty much the same person making it.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much. Okay.
Well, that ties into the story. How do you know if it's him or just you know, let's say a duplicate?
A copy of himself that he Jordan peeled off. And wonder where he's drawing all these.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Spoilers. Oh, spoilers,
man.
Here on in.
Well, it's not often you can actually feel a topic kill itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, I've seen it and also us.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Oh, and Boy, what was up with that woman's voice? You know, it was very distracting in the beginning.
Well, don't ask about spoilers. I don't want to know these things.
It isn't a spoiler, really, but yeah, let's spoilers for the next 10 seconds.
I don't want to know.
Jordan Peele is all the characters.
I'm covering my ears.
And I guess Tyler hasn't seen it. Ethan hasn't seen it. Is that right?
Well,
Ethan saw it. Yeah. Yeah. We saw it together, actually.
The clones.
Yeah.
Which one? I mean, don't.
Well, there's you can't tell the difference
because like scissors.
The before one.
Yeah.
Okay. How about we just don't talk about it? It's recently out.
And when the scissors start like attacking each other.
Yeah, I do have a red onesie, and so I brought some scissors to camping.
Yeah, you were wearing the red onesie earlier when you went to go get Del Taco. You came back in the red onesie and then left.
Yeah, that was me.
And then you came back again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was.
It was a pretty good number. We can't talk about this. We can't make jokes like this. We got to move on to something else by Jordan Peele.
All right. Well, have you guys seen Twilight Zone?
Something else.
Well, I do have a topic. Kind of coming down off of the 100th episode. After we recorded, we had a little bit of a talk about D&D, and it seems like after talking to a couple of you, I'm the only one who actually remembers the conversation, but it was late in the day and Ethan had already left. So
okay, good. I was really confused. Like, wait.
I was pretty far gone off of $45 beer.
I'll talk about. He won't let that $45 beer go.
Like, well, didn't they refund you?
Yeah, but we don't need to mention that. It's less funny if I say $30.
As a white man, it's hard to be a victim in today's climate.
So I'll talk about what we talked about, and you guys object if you feel like you don't agree with what some of you said earlier. So we're talking about D&D, and talking about how the difficulties of doing what we've been doing with the rotating of dungeon masters. And so I brought up the idea of because I said that I found that I enjoy it the most when I'm dungeon master. I enjoy being dungeon master more than I enjoy playing. I enjoy playing, but I enjoy being dungeon master more. And it seems like it's difficult for other people to jump into it because of how much it changes up. And then
you can just say you don't want Will to do it. It's fine.
No, I'm not saying that. Arthur can say it, but I'm not saying that.
This is a very roundabout way to get Will to not do it.
I am remembering a little bit of it.
So I know we talked about, and we wanted to have the discussion with Ethan here, but we had talked about potentially changing,
making Ethan the
permanent dungeon master. Yes. No.
Whole perspective was I kind of thought like 100 episodes was like a solid run.
Well, we haven't finished the story.
Awkward. So it's going to get its own spin-off show.
Maybe when Ethan gets to 100 episodes.
Okay. Okay, but what do you guys think about...
You have burn cream on, like, subscription for Amazon, right?
Yeah. I don't think...
He's got one of those buttons.
Push it now.
Find me a better burn on this show than that.
How do you guys feel about...
I consent.
I'm willing to take over the Dungeon Master role if we all want to do that.
Yeah,
and then you guys can just play your characters consistently.
Yeah. Yes.
George Sixties is the weakest character, too.
George Sixties should DM.
you find yourself in cave. Look up, it's dark. You look down.
Perception check, big dark. Rock, little but rock.
Big rock, little rock.
George.
Medium rock. Another little rock, but slightly different from other first little rock.
George, are we actually in a cave? Because you're pretty stupid.
Sure? Oh, sorry. Sky blue.
Sky blue.
Sorry. You had eyes closed.
So all the characters have the same intelligence.
Yeah. There's a ceiling of intelligence.
You see six big men with Fortnite spears.
So, I mean, I feel like we should, if as long as we've had the discussion and we're all okay with it, I'm
Yeah, we could go from multiple gods to one.
Sure.
That seems like the natural progression of our character's experience.
If, and if we get to a point where somebody else wants to take over for a run, I'm sure that'd be okay. Yeah. But it also let me plan, be able to plan more and have like story arcs.
Yeah, and if we ever want to have Chris on, we need to leave it open.
Yeah, I think it would be easier to incorporate other people.
Well, yeah, but we can only have him on if he DMs, so that's just something we've said.
You're saying right now for the first time?
As his agent, as of now, I'll be negotiating for Chris.
All right, well,
cool.
So
now it is written in stone?
Man, that is rough, because when I was D&D next, I was just going to totally ruin O'Houlihan. Just like, I was going to get him killed, and he's going to diarrhea everywhere, and just really embarrassing.
Well, maybe I'll take that into consideration for the next chapter of his story.
We still haven't finished, right?
No, we're still at Bezos' castle. And
so I'm
getting close. You guys are in the vault.
No, oh, that's right. Yeah. How much of that $36 billion do you think Barb Scream got?
I don't know. Maybe you'll find out next week. Next time we play Dungeons and Dragons.
How are assets distributed? Find out.
So, do we want to talk about this can that's been resting on the table?
Yes. So, Arthur, before we recorded, you went to.
Yeah, I found myself in the liquor aisle. Of the liquor store. and was like, you know what? Let's keep it to beer this time. And got a six pack of Newcastle Brown Ales for us to enjoy. And then
you found something we
wanted to
enjoy.
And then I found Foster's. I saw it out of the corner of my eye and was like, there's something familiar about this. And then I remembered what's his name from Australia?
Josh.
Yeah. He mentioned how Foster's was the most delicious beer.
Mm-hmm. That's definitely what he said.
Ever existed in the history of Australian beer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Foster's is what O'Doul's is in Ireland to Australians.
Oh boy, I didn't know that. Well, it's got premium ale written on it, so you know it's good. Let's give it a shot.
And it's a large can.
Yeah, it is pretty big.
I mean, that's a large can.
I would say it's a husky can. That's more of what I'm implying.
How many ounces is this?
Maybe 32? No.
Seven.
That's too much.
Boy, there's 24. A lot of condensation on here.
So probably 24.
You want some help?
Do they use ounces?
Is it in meters?
I mean, yeah.
This can
looks like a soda can that you would just get Coke out of or whatever.
Here it is.
But it's like jumbo size.
It looks like a big tomato soup can.
Tomato soup,
or
a
tomato sauce can.
But it has the like tab on top of it to like open it like tab. A soda can.
It is 25.4 fluid ounces.
All right. Well, we have four glasses, and so
wants to crack this baby open?
Well, you've got it in your hands.
Well, yes, Ethan, here, why don't you pop it open and I'll hold it?
Okay. So now we are watching Will hold the can at Ethan's face.
If you do something to make a mess, you're cleaning it up.
Oh boy.
Oh yeah, you rode here on a bike.
Yeah, I know. That was on purpose. It's been sitting for a minute.
Do we want to wait longer?
I think we can defuse this.
Yeah, put the microphone next to the imminent explosion. That's great.
I think it's going to be fine. If the tab doesn't break. Look at that.
So how much is Foster's... How much are they sponsoring us? I stopped mid sentence.
Oh Will. Boy, Will just spilled it everywhere. How much are they sponsoring us? We don't need to get into that.
All right. Well, we have the Foster's now distributed.
Boy, that was quite the detour.
Sip it.
So
Foster's
to Australia's best export.
Yeah. I'd actually argue their best export is Decent Citizens.
The smell is not...
The smells not great.
It smells like glazed donuts.
Really?
I'm getting it a real crispy like a sour cream. Beer.
Yeah.
I'm getting a real right, crispy
I'm
cream sound.
I'm going in for a taste. Will just downed his entire... I mean, whatever, a quarter of what boy, do we say, 20 is, ounces?
This tastes like Bud Light, but it's somehow
it
less flavor.
It smells sweet. It smells like glaze. This is the weirdest
smell.
There's
a weird aftertaste.
That's not very good. Josh, yeah. I don't know what is up with your beer taste.
It is bad.
Foster's kind of sucks.
Foster's, I mean, it's a light...
This tastes like,
it tastes like bread.
It tastes like wet, bad bread. Yeah. Like my criticism of beer has always been like, light beers just taste like wet bread that doesn't gross me out. And then darker stuff actually is interesting. But this tastes like bread I wouldn't like.
Yeah, that's big.
Like
bad.
A soggy crouton.
Ooh.
Yeah,
that's warm it. Soggy crouton.
Yeah.
It tastes warm.
It tastes warm and the glass is
just
cold.
Just to be clear here, yeah, the beer is cold, but it tastes warm.
It tastes.
Did they crack like thermodynamics or something?
You heard it open. All of you heard it open. Yeah. It tastes like it was open 4 hours ago.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good way to put it.
Well, it's because they had to fly it all the way from Australia.
It's like all its potential was opened and let away when Australia put it into a box and sent it overseas. All
right. So far in this episode, we've talked about visual things and we've talked about taste things. All of these do not transfer.
But no
to
medium
audio,
can transfer taste. So even like America's Test Kitchen is doing what we're doing. Okay.
Okay. Well, how about if we do something that is?
Boy, do you smell that?
Wait, hang
guys,
on,
I feel
cold.
Yeah.
But also kind of warm.
All right. So I have a game. That's a little, it's not the Urban Dictionary game, but I do have that on standby if we need it. But so it's a little more informal, but are you, any of you aware of the website Cameo?
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
I am. Okay.
Did you hire someone?
No, not yet. No. So Ethan, Cameo is a website where celebrities sign up and you can go on and you can hire a celebrity to record a, like, you know, it's either for you or for, you know, if your brother is a really big fan of Keanu Reeves and Keanu Reeves is on the site, you can hire Keanu Reeves to say, oh, hey, Jonathan, you know, happy birthday. Have a great time at your baseball game or whatever it is that he's into. And
so it's like gig economy voice acting.
Yeah, but it's like a personal, it's like instead of a signature or, you know, you have this more personalized, you know, this personalized video.
Right. That's the
so like it's someone's birthday and they really like, I don't know, Bill Cosby.
Okay.
You can have them go on.
It's through the glass of a visitor. With, like,
hey! I hear his rate's pretty good at this point, but.
Fun outside of the box. Outside of the box.
Do you think I could do a cameo for Chris Brown? And tell him that to admit to beating Rihanna.
I'm pretty sure that he won't.
But I paid for it. He's got to do
it.
I'm
pretty sure they have like veto rights.
They'll screen it. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
There's no veto.
Yes.
If you sign up for this,
if you sign up for this app, you sold like your tongue.
Yeah.
All right. But I've noticed that the famous people, the celebrities, can choose their own price of what. You know, their conditions. So I'd like to go through and...
Alex Ash.
He's not on the site. I didn't
send it to him.
He's too
famous, Ethan. He wouldn't do this. Yeah.
He's on tour. He's on tour. Too busy.
So you picked like... What'd you do? You picked like three...
I didn't... This is... It's really informal. I'm just on the page and I'll scroll through and if somebody catches my eye. But for example, Gilbert Gottfried. He's the the comedian, voice actor. It's
$175. $175 for Gilbert Gottfried.
To just say 5 seconds or something.
Do I win? Well,
so, I mean, but I mean, here, they actually have some examples that if I have my audio settings correct, I can.
Well, so what do we want to do? We want to scroll through, find a name, and then
I'd like to see an example of Gilbert Gottfried's. Mm-hmm. Let's see if this works.
So
it's probably, let's be honest, kind of racist.
He loves this. Tyler loves this.
Why is this so hard for him to read?
I guess it's some weird
Is it slowed down?
Nope. Something these are not. Are you
fucking with me? I mean, really, it's. He doesn't talk like that. He doesn't really talk like that.
So there's a whole team of people doing celebrity impersonations, faking, like, examples?
Okay. No, so, I mean, at the beginning, I was like, oh, man, this really is not worth $175. But then it kind of got better. But, I don't know, it's...
Is that not worth
$175? Okay, so what's the game here? Because so far, I'm inclined to ask how much they're paying you.
No, they're not paying me anything. Uh-huh. Okay. Uh-huh. All right. Let's see. I've got... Chumlee from Pawn Stars.
Yeah. TV celebrities don't count. They're
so what $100. Do you think the range? Give me like, I mean, it you know, I mean, I'm not going to ask for specific dollar increments. You know, oh, you're $1 off.
Who's on there? $500.
$500. Can you search by price?
Chumlee's either $50 or $100.
Well. Okay, so what if I, like, lose? Do I have to chug the rest of my beer?
You're going
to
drink that anyway.
Wow. Will, so if I lose,
The whole point of this is just
to... You lose, you can't drink the rest of your beer.
Oh, there you go. You lose, you can't drink it.
Oh, that's going to be rough. Just try and stop me.
I mean, I'm not trying to make this a formal game.
Yeah, but I had to, you know, have motivations. Yeah, sure. Chumlee.
Yeah.
He's going to be like $2,000.
Okay. He's $65.
That was close. That was close.
All right.
Which, by the way, Tyler, that is definitely in your future. What? You're definitely getting a message from Chumlee.
What if there's somebody cheaper? Well, I guess...
Chumlee is the important part.
Okay.
Is Rick Harrison on there?
I'll try. I'll scroll through. Comedian and actor Andy Dick.
Andy Dick. You have to.
How much is it sober and how much is it not?
He pays you to show up on your phone.
$250.
It's just no matter what, he's just always a picture of his penis.
I'm gonna say $2,000.
Oh, I realized in the hundred really, that my I wasn't
really remembered. Shooting high with your guesses. There.
It's Andy Dick. That guy was on that show with Matt Foley.
And how many years?
Dave Foley.
How many decades ago was that?
That was at least one.
Okay, you're right on that. It's at least one. No, he's $99.
Oh,
still affordable.
Okay, all right. What about Flava Flav?
Flava Flav.
Who's Flava Flav?
He's the guy Flava with the clock.
Flav.
He's
yeah.
a rapper.
The top hat.
Rapper, yeah, and TV he's personality.
Trying to find love for multiple seasons. They should have stopped. Like you had one season. Hey, yo, Ron, check this out. This is Flavor
Flav, and I got a mad shout out to you. Can I pay you to turn this off?
I'll just turn it off. Okay. But that's Flavor Flav.
Flavor Flav. He probably overvalues his time.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, he put it on a necklace.
It also it does
values.
It does tell me typically responds in time.
Mm-hmm.
For Flavor Flav, it's usually within 6 hours.
Wow.
Oh, you guys want to get one in?
Well, if you're are you doing it just off your phone?
It looks like he's doing it off.
Well, that's the way to do it. It's like, hey, I get a notification to make $175 in a few seconds.
Yeah.
That's what this. Yeah. That's,
I mean, I'd do that.
It's a smart idea, and it's all like B-list celebrities, really. Like there's and a bunch of influencers or whatever. But
well, I'm working my way through the list.
I mean, I'd make
I know.
There might be some bigger names.
I'm gonna level with you, Tyler. Yeah. Like 2 weekends ago, we went into the entire list of the people available for this.
Really?
Yeah, 100%. Because we want to get them to read Urban Dictionary definitions.
World's colliding.
Like the really offensive ones. Which we'll include on the show when it happens, you know?
If it happens. Okay. Well, how much is Flavor Flav?
Probably
$290.
$2,000 again, Will?
It's Flavor Flav!
$250.
All right. Arthur, $250. I guess you have to maybe disclose if you know what the actual amount is.
Why?
Okay, then you're going last every time. okay. Ernie Hudson. The black Hudson? The black Ghostbuster.
Probably $5.
Hold on.
Oh my God. We almost got a Foster spit take from Ethan.
I don't know what was worse, the Fosters or...
So tell me, Will, when you thought about, when you evaluated, when you appraised the price for Ernie Hudson...
Oh, don't say appraised.
Why did you have such a drastic difference in price compared to Flava Flav, compared to...
Yeah, because you're going very high on your Andy Dick, Flava Flav.
Well, okay, so imagine
Gilbert Gottfried.
There's like four Andy Dicks, and three of them are the funny ones, and then there's the black one that was just thrown in.
I don't feel comfortable him continuing.
Race. I just mentioned it for context, so you know who Ernie Hudson is.
I'm not going to lie. I don't remember
how much
Ernie Hudson
okay.
in Ghostbusters.
Yeah, he's the worst Ghostbuster, of course. I'd pay $2,000
like, for, I remember like, Dan Bill Aykroyd. Murray
or Bill Dan Murray. Aykroyd or the dead one.
Is there a black guy you'd pay $2,000
for? Yeah, Flava Flav.
Thank you,
Ethan. Flava Flav was the one.
Yeah, just Flava Flav.
Flava Flav. All right. I don't know Ernie Hudson. I'm not going to lie. But if all I right. had to guess based on his popularity, probably like $25-$50.
$80.
Great. What, can we hear an example?
Well, I just closed his page.
Oh, that's right.
But, okay. Do you think any of these people are like on Twitter like, hey, shoot me some of these. I've got 15 minutes. I got to make my car payment.
So he's,
he was in The Wizard of Oz?
Second child.
I think he was in Oz.
Oh, The Great and Powerful?
Yeah.
The, that's the HBO what I was series. About.
Oh, not the movie.
Okay.
With Dorothy.
Ice-T.
Ice-T. He's got to be $2,000.
Archer, based just off your memory, was anybody $2,000?
No.
Okay.
No,
anyone close to $2,000?
No, the maximum was like 1,000 or something. It was like.
What?
$300.
You saying Bill Gates Ethan, is $1,000?
Ethan is right on the money with $300.
I'm going to say $300.
Good job. All right. Sean Austin.
Who's that?
He's
Sam.
Samwise Gamgee from the Lord of the Rings. He's in Stranger Things.
Oh, Sam.
He's in a whole bunch of stuff. You totally recognize him.
Well, Rudy. He's kind of down on his luck. So like 10.
What?
Down on his luck?
He was the last thing he was in was Stranger Things.
What? What's that?
Strange.
He does typically respond within 2 days.
He has kids that are adults, I think.
That was a quick one.
He has kids that charge $2,000 on Cameo.
Will, what do you charge $2,000 for?
It's kind of like Cameo. All
right. Hey, Mike. It's Mikey. Goonies, aka Sean. How you doing? So you want me to drop you a line from the movie Goonies? Here's one that I've never done before. I just looked up on the screenplay.
Nope. Alright, whatever.
Hurry it along. If we wanted lines from the Goonies,
are there reviews?
The Goonies.
Are there reviews? Like responded quickly, good quality.
Yeah.
It took way too long.
I mean thank you, Mr. Austin. You made my day. Dude, that was epic. Above and beyond, Sam. Or Sean.
Is it like Uber where the people paying can rate the product? Yeah. And then if you as a celebrity get below like 4.2 stars, you get kicked off the...
That would be interesting if there was like...
Because what
kicked
I
off.
Want is something like Nicolas Cage or Johnny Depp and just hope that they're like out and about. It's like I'd want to get like Nicolas Cage when he's fighting in that courtroom about to get married, like City Hall. Like hold on, I got
Your
a new
Honor,
thing.
I don't want to get married.
We don't have... I'm going to take this... Crisco notification. What's the thing?
Cameo.
Crisco.
I'm right. gonna do well, this and then.
Sean Bean or Sean Austin? How much?
Did we not do finish him yet?
Well, you're going up, so I'd say 180.
They're in no order.
180.
He's
100.
I mean, it's just Sean. Austin.
Yeah, I don't know
like
why
50
I said
bucks.
So high.
He's $200.
Oh!
So he's $100 cheaper than.
But the thing is. You don't have to, like, they get to pick what it is. It's not like stocks. It's not just market-sourced pricing. Or,
all right. Well, how much is Brett Favre?
Brett Favre.
Which one's Brett Favre?
Football player, Hall of Fame, Super Bowl champion quarterback?
$1,000.
Responds within 3 days.
Can you get a picture of his junk like he sent his mistress? You guys don't follow the football world like
no,
I do.
No, sir.
That's all that's well, for the record.
He sent a picture of his junk to his mistress just to catch you all up.
All right. Any guesses?
$1,000.
He's 500.
I was the closest.
You're the only one.
I guess that earns me a swig of this beer.
Well, I guess like so. Beer. So, is there anybody who you think that we could potentially, you know, chip in a pool or our money?
Well, the cheapest
hire?
Person we found was what, $50?
65? Something like that. I mean,
pond guy.
Oh yeah, Chumley.
Yeah, but I mean,
wait, what's the guy from The Mummy? And then
Brendan
he went to
Fraser?
Duval. Yep.
How much is Brendan Fraser?
Brendan Fraser.
But does his ex-wife get half of his cameo?
And is he also like blacklisted from this app? Did anybody ever? Everybody's always asked what happened to him.
His ex-wife stole his soul. She's a cold-hearted, terrible person that like stole all his money.
And... Okay, tell us how you really feel.
Well, is this real?
Yeah, she's kind of a piece of crap.
But like you're applying his descent as like in career at least
but
to
Brendan
his wife.
Brendan Fraser's such a nice guy.
I know, but I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm not seeing Brendan Fraser on here.
Have you searched for Brendan Fraser?
Yes.
Okay.
I went both ways on that one.
Oh, that one smelled real weird.
So who won? Well, out of context, Ethan. Who won?
This is not a super formal game. I didn't really.
I think the celebrities.
Who's the most expensive person on that?
They're all out
probably
of order.
Like Justin Bieber.
Well, I mean, Brett Favre is pretty expensive. Okay. Do you know who is probably way overpriced? Are you familiar with what's the name of the show? It's Kim Possible.
Yeah.
Ooh. The guy, is it the guy?
The lady voice actress for Kim Possible is $500.
Well,
the same as
I mean,
Brett Favre.
There's like some childhood things that are being
nostalgia.
Involved with that.
We'll just say nostalgia.
Yeah.
She doesn't sound like. Oh, well, that just revealed something about me.
I'm really sorry to hear about your mom passing away.
Doop,
doop, I'm sorry to hear about your mom passing.
I'm sorry you didn't have the best.
Oh my god.
Imagine.
Hi, give me $500 and I'll leave you a voice message.
Yeah.
So, I'm really sorry about our mom passing away, but here's something that I think is going to make you feel a little better. Hi, it's Kim Possible. Sorry about your mom passing away.
I mean, maybe she was a big fan.
Like the mom, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, but she's dead.
Okay.
So I hear.
All right. Snooki.
Snooki.
From the Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
Again, sober or...
No,
okay. Snooki's actually probably like $600.
She probably just can't be bothered, so she makes it really high. I'm going to say $600.
No, that's way too high. She's like she's on like reality shows, right? Like it's got to be at least $600.
$300.
Well played, guys. Teamwork.
All right. We could probably stop after this one, but Caitlyn Jenner.
$1,000.
Well, men are more expensive than women to pay for, so.
Right, 700.
Oh, honest, $400. He was an Olympic athlete, though.
Let's just go $2,000.
He said the cap was one.
I mean, who knows? Maybe that wasn't good information.
The $2,500.
Oh! Oh! And it was on Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh!
Wait. Who? Did you say Caitlyn or Chris? Okay, I totally
I'm
thought
Malibu,
I was
California,
confusing them. Oh no!
And I heard it is your 37th birthday. Yeah. Oh, how young! So I just want to wish you a happy birthday. Ready? Happy birthday!
I just wanted to get the sisters confused.
No, I'm going to save you that one. Oh. Anyway, Happy birthday.
Now I look like an idiot.
That's it? There was like 10 seconds of video.
Yeah.
For $2,500.
Cut off prematurely.
And here I was afraid this game wouldn't be funny.
You're doing good. You're doing good, Will.
Yeah. Cheers.
Cheers.
Good work.
All right. I think I've earned this.
So we'll stop good earning
job.
Them.
Good job.
Oh, my God.
All right. So,
oh, my God. He just chugged the rest of his beer. It's all downhill from here. All
right. Well, we, all right.
I said not 10:30.
Okay. So, he's going to use the restroom. So,
take the last one.
All right. Well, I do have the Urban Dictionary if we want to play it.
But yeah.
I don't want to monopolize. I feel like I've been bringing up all the topics. If somebody else wants.
I have a question real quick. Something. Did we ever talk about
Minions? Yes.
Dan Quayle?
No.
A vice president
of
the United States like a couple presidents ago. I think it was.
All right,
Clinton. Or I honestly I don't know. Right, anyway, right.
Why?
I just
why?
What is there something there to talk about?
I think we should impeach him. I heard recently somebody mentioned like there's this vice president who what he was known for was just horribly inarticulate quotes.
What year was this?
Let me look him up real quick. I forgot.
Because if it was like before Clinton, and especially if it was before like George W. Bush.
It was Mike Pence.
Vice president was like more of a decorative role than
it was
what it
really,
is now.
It was really Cheney that popularized
it. It really vice was. Popularized, that's one word for it.
Powerized?
Powerized. Powered up.
Yeah. He was the 44th.
Which one?
44th?
Wait.
Dan Quayle?
That's not right.
Is that the one you're looking
right.
for?
Dan that's not right Quayle. At all.
Who is that?
1989 to 1993.
Oh, yeah, it's right before Clinton, dude.
Dang. Anyway, they were really funny.
Like what? Listen to some? What do they say?
Yeah, let me pull them up. Now, I tried to vet them, which I found to be not possible.
That's fine.
So these aren't vettable. But okay. Things like the Holocaust was an obscene period in our nation's history. I mean the century's history, but we all lived in this century. I didn't live in this country.
The last line really sells it.
I mean, fair, I guess. That's I can agree with that.
My friends, no matter how rough the road may be, we can and we will never surrender to what is right.
Wait, what?
Okay. It has me until the last part of the sentence. Every time.
People who bull vote. Bullers are not the cultural elite.
Okay. Well, that's probably true.
That's
I bull fair. Sometimes.
Votes are like trees if you're trying to build a forest. If you have more trees than you have forests, then at that point, the pollsters will probably say that you will win.
I feel like he's on a different level with his math.
He's what kind of forest is he looking at? How many forests is he looking at?
How many poles are we putting in the forest?
I think he was the first Bush's vice president. I want to be Robin to Bush's Batman.
Is that what he says?
That's what it says he said.
Well, I mean, if you're embracing the title.
Boy, I'm really
one
glad.
One word sums up probably the responsibilities of any vice president, and that one word is to be prepared.
To be prepared.
I didn't that's write this. Words, I'm man. Just reading.
Like his math is off.
For the president to die? Is that a threat?
I believe what? That's what he's implying. But
the Republicans understand the importance of bondage between a mother and a child.
Like, when you say bondage...
Boy.
Will, I wish you were like a political journalist in the 1990s. Just a whole bunch of... Okay, so...
Like what... I'm out in the crowd with the tape recorder. He says,
Will Cardwell, Club... Will Cardwell, Club Fail? Yeah.
When you say bond,
the Daily Fail.
Daily Fail. Maybe you have like a big dictionary. Did you actually mean...
Noun or verb?
All right. Well, do we want
to
play?
Welcome to President Bush, Mr. Bush, and my fellow astronauts.
Okay. Is he an astronaut?
No. No.
Okay. Maybe it's like nobody is really an astronaut.
We're all astronauts if you think about it. We're all hurtling through space.
Oh, there we go.
In our big spaceship called the Earth.
Maybe it's like,
unless you believe it's flat and it's some other realm or something.
Maybe if you like jump in the air, you're like leaving Earth and you're like temporarily an astronaut.
Wait on it, Ethan.
I don't know. We have a firm commitment to NATO. We are part of NATO. We have a firm commitment to Europe. We are a part of Europe.
Maybe.
I even tried to find a...
Will Cardwell Daily fail.
The president is going to lead us out of this recovery.
I want to use that.
Okay, but like out of the recovery and into the recovered, right? Right?
Like how you're a reporter who's like trying to help them get...
Daily Fail, you mean like, and we will be recovered, right? No. No, definitely not.
Bank failures are caused by depositors who don't deposit enough money to cover losses due to mismanagement.
That's like Apple saying, you know, the reason why Apple is failing this quarter is because Apple consumers are not buying enough Apple products.
This is the one that I thought couldn't possibly be true, a quote, by anybody. The global importance of the Middle East is that it keeps the Far East and the Near East from encroaching on each other.
You know, a lot of people talk about the Far East, but not enough people talk about the Near East.
The Near East?
What about the Middle Far Near?
Is it Near East, New York, or London?
Depends on where you are, man.
Yeah, if you're in East and then you go East, you end up in, like, America.
What if even just how countries and how everything was laid out was relative towards your position? It's like we were actually Middle Easterners towards Japan. And then they're like, those Americans just keep hitting Israel. Because it flipped.
Yeah.
You had another topic?
We can play Tyler's Very Classy Culture Corner, Random Urban Dictionary.
Now, is that longer than it used to be? Because I remember it just being Tyler's Classy Corner.
Nope, you are incorrect. I'm actually making sure because you're standing up now, over my shoulder.
I'll bend the mic over here.
Tyler's plush colons are on our merch site.
Okay. The word that I have here super quick recap. The game, I say I found a word in Urban Dictionary. I try and have the other guys guess the definition of the word as it's given to me on Urban Dictionary and give points for correct answers, and then I give an arbitrary point. Because usually people don't get the correct answer, and we need to have points to make it a game.
And if I win, I have to chug a beer?
Apparently, yes.
Okay.
All right. The first word is LD.
LD.
Capital L, capital D.
Ding, 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 Will Cardwell.
Yes.
A Lil Dick.
Ding.
Ethan.
Lieutenant Dan.
Arthur.
Ding. Lowdown. Like, what's the lowdown?
Okay. Will was the closest. It is Long Dick. So, I will give him the arbitrary point in honor of how close he got.
Okay.
Thank you. Next. I mean, this is like a fast round.
is it a compliment to just, like, have a long dick?
Yes.
But, like...
Generally.
I mean, well, if you say long, that kind of just makes it sound like it's skinny.
Right, except nobody brags on width.
FD...
It's always a length question.
Mm-hmm. I'm not an expert in this, but I feel like the girth is also a factor.
It 100% is, but generally length like also has girth.
I heard this guy bragging about his CP, his chode penis.
Maybe it could be just, you know, a preference thing on the receiving end. You know, maybe some people like long and some people like big,
gradual,
husky.
They can be any size from long to kind of long.
What are you looking for? Are you looking for slim? You're looking for slim fit? You're looking for trim?
Trim? No. No Jewish people, please. I don't want to be racist about it, but...
Wait, what? How does trim race get...
Trim?
race?
Trim, sir.
Jewish? Trimming?
Sir? It's not just them.
Sir. Okay. All right. Let's move on. Let's
Boy, babe.
Husky?
Unless my mom circumcised us because she thought we were Jewish. Let's get back to the game. I'm sorry.
Ponce.
Ponce?
P-O-N-C-E.
Okay, I think. Even...
Will?
Ponce? Like British slang for an idiot?
Okay. Anybody else?
Ding.
Yeah.
Ethan? Slang for a dumb person. No, well, sorry. Not dumb person. A snooty person, like a posh person.
Slang for, I copied the answer and it was just said before me, but slightly different.
No, slang for somebody who's like nose up.
Like snooty?
Snooty.
Yeah. Okay.
Like posh.
Yeah, that's the word.
That's that's a good word. Arthur, do you have a...
Ponce? No.
No. All right. The rare.
Arthur, you're the closest to the definition. There is none on this word.
All right. It is a UK term, but it initially is used to describe a pimp.
That's closer to mine.
In Spanish, though, it does mean prince. But it could
to Arthur?
And could be referring to the fancy over the top clothing and jewelry popular with pimps or he's surrounded by a harem of women. Ethan, why is your hand raised?
I mean, because mine was the rightest one.
I would say Will. Okay,
origins. It's off definitions, not origins.
Will, what is your? Why is your hand raised?
Because Ethan's hand was raised, and I wanted to be included.
You need to do whatever Ethan.
FOMO.
Does. Yeah, exactly.
You have FOMO.
You have hand FOMO.
FOMO.
I just FOMO, fear of missing out.
Oh. All right.
Which is what bisexual is.
I thought it was fat or mostly overweight.
All right, I'll give the arbitrary points to Ethan.
Oh, come on.
For being close in his snooty, this fancy over the top.
When do you see pimps being snooty?
All right, the next word.
When Cinnamon doesn't have her money.
All right, the next word is FBF.
FBF.
All capitalized.
Okay, ding, ding.
It will.
Your freaking best friend.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ethan?
You beat me. First boyfriend?
Damn it, that was my guess.
You can copy his answer and get half points.
Let's
come up with another one.
I can give you mine and take a new one.
No. But
do you want me to give you one?
Yeah. And then,
I take Archer's?
No. You still get credit if it's first boyfriend.
I'll
take the risk.
Well, if there's a question mark, I think it's friend bang frang. Friend bang friend?
No,
question
I'm
mark?
I'm not going to do that one. It's just too far out of left field.
It seems so appropriate in my head. I mean, not appropriate.
That says a lot. Okay, so Ethan, what are you going with?
The first one. First boyfriend.
First boyfriend. Okay, Arthur, do you have anything? Or are you just gonna?
I'm just gonna piggyback.
For the record, copiers get half of the points that the correct answer gets. Right.
Okay. Correct. You have to divide the points. You divide the points.
So I get screwed if he takes my answer?
I thought the first person
No, don't give me that look. That's not
the first person gets the full point and the second person gets the half point.
I've been playing it as the
we've been thinking. We've been thinking.
I was doing it lottery style where if two people get the same winning number, the jackpot gets split between them.
Except nobody's going, those are your numbers.
Okay, theoretical. I was ahead of Ethan by 1 point. I copy Ethan's answer for the rest of the game. I win.
I see how... I think that is probably a better way to do it. Okay.
No, we should split them.
Son of an
FBF.
Okay, fine. If Ethan's answer is correct, he gets the full 2 points. if Archer copies Ethan's answer and that answer is correct, Archer gets half of that, and that is 1 point.
Yeah, cool. I mean, I'd be fine with dividing, like, if I copied and Archer copied, then we get...
This is all under a million.
None of you are right, okay?
Cool. That's what I wanted to know. Oh.
All right. The correct definition for FBF is Flashback Friday, which is...
That's not a thing.
Far as I know, is not a thing. It's a Throwback Thursday.
Yeah.
No, Flashback Friday was a thing.
Way back Wednesday.
I remember Follow
Friday.
There
was like a month period where they tried to
and
use
no
something
one ever
for
followed,
day.
Never no. recommended me. But that's a different story.
I feel like there's scar tissue there. What about sad. Flashback Friday? Is it like Throwback Thursday? Is that what the definition is?
It's kind of like Sad Day Saturday.
So can you do something Saturday? Like with Google search analytics with Twitter?
Mm-hmm.
Can you search popularity of hashtags? Let's see when Flashback Friday. I don't know. I'm slurring. Flashback Friday.
I mean, you could, if you're so interested in this, you can do this.
I'm not going to be when I walk out of this room.
Well, then I don't want to do this. I don't know why I'm being saddled with this job now on top of all my other jobs related to this podcast.
That you take on for yourself?
Okay, we've had 100 episodes of me editing the show.
I am realizing that's the same as me telling my parents I did not have to be born. So, I mean.
Would somebody
technically,
else?
I believe Will has edited 2 episodes.
Okay. Does anybody
there's
else?
There's an entire article called The Difference Between Throwback Thursday and Flashback Friday.
They take place on 2 different days.
Yeah, well, that's what you think.
Throwback is to a different time in your life. Flashback is to specific moments in your history.
Huh.
On Fridays.
And both of them are under the umbrella of stupid.
Plot twist. Flashback Friday actually predates Throwback Thursday.
Ooh. Dun, dun, dun. Mm-hmm.
Well,
interesting. Okay, you know what? Arbitrary point to Archer for bringing us that fun fact.
All right.
And you know, Grey's Anatomy predates Breaking Bad, but it doesn't make it better.
Negative 1 point for a worthless.
Flashback Friday is useful for people who forget to post on Thursday.
That I do believe. All right. Well, we do have a 3-way tie.
Again.
And so the tiebreaker word, first person to, you know, this is, you know, speed is important now. So be ready to say
dinging?
To say your own name or ding.
Okay.
If you say your own name, that's easier for me to pick out who chimed in first.
Dinged in.
Okay. Okay.
It's a bold. Ethan, you have now buzzed in. What is the definition of the word that I have not yet said? If he gets it, I'm going to be so. And Ethan just left. All right. So the word is. GURB, GURB. GURB.
Oh, no. Yeah.
It is all lowercase.
Oh, I got it. Archer.
Archer.
Like a misspelling for the word grub.
Okay.
Like for food, to be clear.
I'm going to say Will, by the way. Will. Ding ding. GURB is, it's like a dumb white girl in her like young teens is going to be like, oh my GURB.
It's Job.
Boy, that was
that
was a journey.
I mean, just give him the point. I mean... I don't have anything.
Nothing.
Garnish herbs.
All right. None of those were correct. The correct definition is a noun, a person, a place, or a thing. A GURB can be anything. A hoe, money, girl, boy, etc.
What?
Oh my GURB.
Oh my GURB indeed.
Will gets the arbitrary point. Congratulations, Will.
Is it like
you are Smurfing? This week's champion.
Dude, I was GURBing it all night.
What?
I was with cops. This girl, and she totally GURBed me off.
I was with a girl, and she GURBed me.
Oh, man, I feel bad for you.
I got GURBed up.
And then
in the restaurant. Never saw her.
And then, like...
But did you get some good GURB afterwards, though?
I got GURBed up in the bathroom, too.
Oh.
And then I went and I talked to my dad, and he really gerbed me up, made me feel better.
Yeah. Gerb out, man. Gerb out. I really gerb you.
I gerb you too, man.
You want to gerb me up?
You want to go grab a gerb?
Hey, just because the president does that kind of thing.
All right, so time for a victory gerb, because I won, right?
Okay.
What are you, the king at a new wedding?
Okay, everybody else, but Will, is Talking Field just an excuse for Will to drink? Is this? Are we enabling him?
No, because we're only here once a week. You can't be responsible for 1 out of 7 days of his week.
If this is my excuse to drink, why was I drunk before I came here?
Actually, if it is, then it's a good thing, because then we're constraining him.
I don't feel any constraints happening on from me, but...
Talking Field does not condone drinking. Please drink responsibly.
Or sobriety. We're a fairly nihilistic platform. I mean, I think we should state our ideological position.
I mean, this is... It's episode 101. It's almost like, you know...
We have to refine our meaning.
What are we going to do for the next 100 episodes?
Well, we talked about this. What was the purpose of the last 100?
Well, we talked about
the
last 100, yeah.
What came out of it? Well, because the last, I would say our conversation, mm-hmm. where it was just us, really kind of like threaded out.
Bubby?
Okay.
Finding that was the purpose of the last 100.
That's about it.
Well, maybe
this one we got gerb.
Okay, I guess we're done.
We got gerb.
Well, what do you want for the next 99?
Just more gerb. Gerbing out.
Well, if gerb means anything, then yeah, let's get some more objects.
Objects?
What was the definition?
GURP, it's
now.
Whatever you want,
noun.
Dude.
Okay. Yeah. So more persons, more places, more things. Stop and Fail season 2. Noun it up, baby.
Noun it up.
Yeah.
Is it concerning that if this is a season 2, that the first season took 2 years? Is that concerning to anybody
else?
No,
have you, again, watched Game of Thrones or Breaking Bad?
Oh, true. Actually... You know, since the last episode, we did hit a very important milestone for our podcast. So what did you guys all do for 420?
Watched a movie.
I got ready for Easter.
Yeah, exactly. Prayed. I prayed.
Me too. I also prayed.
I prayed a lot.
I prayed.
Dear God. Ate some sandwiches. I went camping.
I understood that reference.
But also, we hit our 2-year anniversary. So
oh, good,
we are like a toddler
question,
now.
Honestly.
How long until we can drink?
What'd you guys do for Lent?
Lent? I'm not a Jew.
It's not
Catholic.
Nor am I Catholic.
I mean, neither are they.
I mean, I think I made it very clear that I'm a Scientologist, right?
Oh, man. Have I told you when Chris and I went to the Church of Scientology?
I think you said something about you went there.
Oh, mentioned it briefly. We didn't go deep into
it. Let's dive into this.
I'm not Ugandan.
Oh, yeah.
Before we get talking about this.
So I was on...
Do you think even just mentioning Scientology will flag something in their systems?
Yeah, probably. I mean, we gave them information. Chris is at the top of their list. He went there with a friend and then came back a day later with two different friends who all did the survey and like analysis and watched the video. And I mean, if you think about it, you know, like really think about it, like it actually kind of makes sense.
The whole... Did you come back a level 10 Zetathan?
No, not yet.
Okay. He's still $10,000 away from that.
10? Okay.
Yeah, it's actually kind of affordable.
You got to do a couple cameos before you can get to level 10.
No, but we went there. We had quite a lot to drink right before.
Really? That surprises me.
I have a Scientologist.
Okay.
I'll do research. You go.
You have a friend who's a Scientologist?
Apparently.
Is it Matthias?
No, Matthias? That's even for Scientologists, that's
no,
like...
No, see, here's the thing. Flat Earth stuff, he's pretty straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to him about secret society, Illuminati,
government. I want to bring him back for a third episode and talk about nothing that it involves flat Earth or conspiracies. I want to hear I want to hear like his opinions on like the Marvel movies or
yeah. Other than the fact that he's like he's crazy, he seems like a cool dude.
He's very chill. Yeah. That's a terrible way to talk about somebody. I feel like
it's also a terrible.
To call him chill.
It's also what's terrible to lean way back in your seat from your microphone. Yeah, I got my eye on you too.
Like
no,
this, guys.
Stop it. I can't boost the levels that much. I'm giving her all she's got. Okay, but no.
Oh, so, yeah, we
went
there.
So were there any, like, did they, I'm assuming they've, because they're known for, you know,
yeah, their whole
making
thing,
calls.
Their whole thing
and,
was,
you know, so.
Look, we were about to go in, and there was a person out front, and they were giving us a flyer to, like, yeah. go in, and we were like, we don't need it. We're on our way.
We're already we're here for this.
Exactly.
We put this place into Google Maps to give us directions.
Exactly. We walked in. We were like, we want to do the survey.
And they're like, oh, yeah.
Can we do the thing where you test our energy level with the two handle things?
Oh, that's actually, we didn't get to do
makes
that.
Makes your hair spike.
Long story short.
Makes your hair what?
Spike. Wait, which, okay. What racial slur spike. Was that?
Okay.
Oh, spike.
It's the
spike.
Spikes. Like,
I hate spikes in my hair.
So you
went in. They have like a three-page, like, you know those personality tests.
Okay. Well, do you remember any of the questions? Like what style?
I actually have all of them recorded. So nice. I took photos of each one. And also once you finish the survey, they like analyze it, they put together these charts, and then you sit there with a person and they analyze the data that you've now just generated.
Okay.
And I recorded that too. May or may not have recorded that in California. You have to tell people. So
yeah, I think legally you're supposed to. I mean, you weren't in California, right?
No, I was not.
Okay. You're welcome.
Do they allow Scientology in California?
Yes, there's a Scientology building downtown.
Oh, really?
Yeah, right by the new arena.
Oh.
Yeah. Like a couple months ago, Nicole Kidman was banned from her and Tom Cruise's son's Scientology wedding.
Wait, what you say wedding?
Tom Scientology Cruise's, wedding.
Tom Cruise's son is getting married?
Yeah, Tom Cruise has like an adult son. Everyone's always freaks out about, oh, Suri or whatever her name is, you know, because he's such a cute baby.
Mm-hmm. He's a baby?
Yeah.
What?
Was it Katie Holmes?
Yeah.
Yeah, he and Katie Holmes were married. And then they had a baby, and then now they're not married.
And now she's the voice of iPhone.
That's
no, she's the chicken witcher. Some people, please.
Connor Cruz.
Chicken. Connor Cruz.
And
Connor sounds like a name Tom would give his kid.
So he's an adopted son. So he's not biologically his son.
There's something weird about that.
Okay.
I need to take a step back. I think I've been assessing the world in a really weird light. Good. Great. Tom Cruise adopted somebody.
Can I get adopted by Tom Cruise, please?
Think about what you wish for. You want Nicole Kidman banned from your Scientology wedding?
I kind of don't want Nicole Kidman showing up at my wedding, but that's unrelated.
So Tom Cruise has three children, two adopted and one biological.
So he has one
still
kid.
The podcast.
This is
still the show, you guys.
Also, I just checked. I thought we had passed our 2 year. Today, as we're recording, is 2 years.
Oh. Well,
April 23rd. So, congrats, guys.
Cheers.
Cheers.
I'm out.
Wheel
I'm
with
empty.
The only alcohol on the table.
Tyler's
so I found some of the questions.
Yeah, please.
I'm
going to go home soon.
Yeah, I need to go home too. But
so, questions like, would you admit you were wrong just to, quote, keep the peace? Are you rarely happy unless you have a special reason? Are you always, quote, getting into trouble? Have you any particular hate or fear? Are you so self-assured that it sometimes annoys others?
So are these questions made to... I suspect these questions are actually not necessarily important how you answer them, but they're general questions that make you go, You know what? Now that I think about it, I do have a little bit of hate. And then you, then when you go into the next section where it's you're talking to a human, and they kind of are reviewing the questions, I'm sure.
My understanding now is they actually use psychometrically valid. I don't know to what degree, but like they actually use legitimate tests. But it's like to measure what and to do what with the data. It's we're taking the data.
Yeah. They give you a chart afterwards, and mm-hmm. it has like little.
But now in the back of my head, I'm mm-hmm. like. Yeah, you know what? I do have some hate. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, I didn't realize it before, but I, you know, now it's eating away at me a little bit. And when we have the face-to-face conversation, mm-hmm. you know, and you, oh, so you, I noticed you have a little bit of hate on your chart. And you go, yeah, you know, I think I do. And then now that gives them the door into your life and your soul.
Is that what happened to you?
Sorry. No, the door to my soul is firmly closed.
Good.
They actually weld it up when you're born in Russia.
Just as a
they lock that down.
But there's like 200 questions, uh-huh. and there's like, yeah, there's like the agree, there's the neutral, and there's the disagree.
Okay. Scale
go to church and do answers. Homework.
Those are the questions. We spent, I don't know, maybe 20, 30 minutes talking about the results.
When you got to that? Yeah, that you know, talking about the results section. Was there any? Was it just him bringing up what you answered and?
Well, like, what was that?
Or she? I'm sorry. Oh, I guess.
You know, Tyler, girls can be idiots too.
Thank you, Will. I didn't realize that. Sorry, she.
Yeah. And honestly, at that point, I was so drunk.
Were they at all concerned by you drinking during the interview?
No, they encouraged it.
So yeah, Mr. Pakusin, it looks like you answered three questions and then you spilled your beer all over it. I don't know where you got this beer, but obviously you brought it with you.
Lord Zenith, you know, he provides.
No, and then they have you watch this video that's like... It basically talks about like antisocial people and is basically like,
hey, whoa. They I feel are, personally attacked.
This is the picture that they paint. They're mm-hmm. like people who are like those people like cause problems in society. And it's basically like this whole like conditioning for like whistleblowing against people who are
away from the group
that yeah. are you join, you know, I feel like I'm outside of a community.
Mm-hmm.
I think, maybe Scientology can provide me with a community
mm-hmm.
and a job and, you know... A
famous acting career.
Well, I was thinking more of like, you know...
Turning
me into a workforce.
A wife, even though I'm very obviously gay.
Here's my thing. So, we all got... Most of us actually got into messing with technology or production through mm-hmm. a church. I know Scientology, there's like... Whenever I see documentaries that Scientology, there's like these teams of people who harass other people and you just go and film.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think there's a bunch of kids out there who saw their Scientologist parents or people like, you go out and you use the camera and you just harass people? I want to do the Scientology media.
I want to do that.
Learn how to AV for Scientology.
I'll do the lighting and the, you know, make sure they're well lit while you're harassing them.
Sure. But not a lot of people think about the importance of good lighting while you're harassing someone.
Is there a does anyone do your PowerPoint? Let me know.
It's like at the back of his test in the back of the room, there was a 12-year-old kid hitting the slides for the presentation.
Here's the information we got. Harold, next slide.
If you guys are going to take this seriously,
mm-hmm.
you're playing around the bounce house.
Oh, boy.
That was a little close to home. So it's a church. Like, it's called the church. Like, it's an actual church. Is it more than
for tax purposes?
Is it more? But the building, is it more than just a recruitment center? Or are there any sort of liturgy?
Yeah, there's. It's like, it has all the characteristics of a community. So there's I actually went in the back when they weren't looking and took photos of all their schedules and stuff.
You get a little bit of
liquid courage and like talk to them a little bit about the Christmas tree that's in their lobby.
Well, it's, you know, Christmas
tree. I thought their Christmas tree would be a giant plane.
They had a legit Christmas tree, and they had, and I was like, oh, what's that? Like, and they were like, oh, it's a Christmas tree. I was like, what do you guys celebrate? Like, oh, it's like for Christmas. I was like, really? What? Okay.
Yeah, we're kind of just, you know, whatever.
They have a, they do have a little area where it's kind of like for sermons, but mm-hmm. more like the format of a sermon, so someone speaks
sure.
and people listen, like pews mm-hmm. everywhere.
Sure, it's the direct downloading of knowledge.
Who wants to go to one of those?
But the structure of the church, the way they make money is they have like 7 data points, right? Mm-hmm. Like 7 mm-hmm. measurements.
So Tom Cruise, John Travolta, mm-hmm.
How like you are,
wedding
to them.
Catering.
And they give you those metrics, and then they tell you, oh, you need work on this, and that leads you to like a section of their library where mm-hmm. there's books you can buy
yeah.
that are supposed to address that point
that
of,
that particular
yeah,
issue,
that measurement, which then that leads to the auditing system, which is the like basic lie detector
yeah
that the person then interprets, and they tell you how well you're doing. Mm-hmm. Or
yeah,
poorly.
I was going to
I know,
watch that movie. With,
there's a yeah HBO documentary, Going Clear. Which
yeah, to be honest, I watched that.
Yeah.
See, because we've been doing our research, and what's her name? Like, she editorializes a lot, and I'm sure she had a great experience with the Church of Scientology, but she sometimes just doesn't let the people she's interviewing talk about it.
Okay.
She'll like interrupt and just like kind of tint it in her own way, and there's good content, like really mm-hmm. like
right
juicy content. Yeah. And she's like, yeah, yeah, but like how is that about us? And it's like like I wish she didn't make herself a part of it.
Yeah.
She just mm-hmm. produced it.
When you were there, did you make sure to tell people that you're a big King of Queens fan?
Will, I
want to
go home.
All right, Will, do you want to wrap up the show?
Yeah, why don't we? You know, we've had a few laughs, you know, a few gerbs, and it's time to sadly end the podcast. But don't worry, we will be back next week, barring any murders. So,
is it only murders? What if
suicides, like, murders, crucifixions, anything is on the table. So,
you got life insurance, we got it covered.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with a I can't believe it's not RIP.
Okay.
William Shatner.
Yeah.
He what is he like 90?
He's chugging along, yeah.
Yeah. Still like got a full head of hair. Wonderful. So,
when you save that much on hotel travel?
And his daughter's on Big Bang Theory.
When your daughter's on Big Bang Theory, you know, you're just
you're
like,
pulling in the Big Bang Theory.
Yeah. All right. So thanks for listening. Be back.
Who's his daughter? Who's his daughter?
Well, so now we've just given you some homework. Google William Shatner daughter.
William Shatner. Who's his daughter?
Who's his daughter?
Who's his daughter?
Is she single? By Tom.
She's on that Tommy. Big Bang Theory.
I should set her up with Tommy. He's a good girl.
Grub.
A good grub. All right.
He would grub the gerb out of her.
Every Church of Scientology has an office with mm-hmm. all the books and stuff dedicated to L. Ron Hubbard. Like, it's
yeah.
titled uh-huh. L. Ron Hubbard. And so every location
Wait,
has a
okay.
space.
Okay, is there a cupboard for all the books that contain L. Ron Hubbard? The Hubbard cupboard?
The Hubbard cupboard. It exists. It's only for the most prime books.
Right.
You got to be, like...
You got to be top level.
You got to be a real... what's the word?
L. Ron...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ain't no Leah Remini's going in there.